Ooh, wait. Look at this one. Really, Maria? This is the one that got your interest? Yeah. Look, the machine is just starting back up again, anyways. We can stay and watch just for 5 minutes. If it's boring, we can go. Will you please give this one a chance, Vesper? Fine. Only because you said please. What drew you to N921? There's something about the eyes that just spoke to me. Really? The eyes? And it definitely wasn't the way the machine started back up when you walked by, right? Why can't both be true? Besides, look at how intricate the rope work is on the slut's body. Now that I can agree with. See? There are things you like about this one, Vesper. No need to be so negative all the time. Look around you. We are at a party with some of the finest entertainment this city has to offer. You would think you would be a little bit more excited to look at all this eye candy. But you're forgetting something important, Varya. After our preview, we're supposed to write down a number on that piece of paper if we would like to take it home. Don't be so mean about the doll. It can hear us, you know. And I'm sure it's only getting more turned on as we talk about it like this. Only a pervert would sign up for this kind of an auction. But it's so cute. Look at how its hole is stretched around the dildo. Doesn't it look so pretty? That's true. It looks a bit puffy. I wonder if the toy is starting to get sore from being used all afternoon. We are hardly the first one to enjoy the view, and judging by how many people were still behind us, we aren't going to be the last either. You'll have a very busy afternoon, doll. Probably makes it happy to know it's going to be fucked all afternoon with people watching. Oh my God, you're so bad. No, I can't really argue with your logic. Looking at the number next to the cage, what does it say? I can't read that far. What does it say? It says 12, dumbass. Do you know what that means? No. It means the doll has already had 12 orgasms today. Lucky number 13. I think it means we're meant to be. That means you have to let me stay and watch the rest of the show. Fine. But only because it's starting to grow on me. Listen to those gasps it lets out. You would think a doll would know how to be quiet. I don't know. I think I enjoy it making sounds. It sounds even more pathetic than it was just staring at us, you know, through those tear-swollen eyes. Oh, I hope we get to see it cry. I do so love when sluts cry. It's even better when they're wearing makeup, Varya. I don't think they would have been able to doll this one up, though. Considering how many times it's already come, if it did have any makeup on, any remnants have long been cried off by now. So upset we missed it. I bet you would look so pretty with smeared lipstick. It's a good excuse to try and kiss them later. You can share your color. Ooh, I like that. You would look good in red. Oh, everyone would be able to see your doll lips from a mile away. A pervert like yourself would love that, wouldn't you? Of course it would. Just look at how its hips rock against the dildo, trying to take it deeper. Good thing whoever is running this had the forethought to tie it up before walking away. Oh, God! Can you imagine if it had the ability to use its hands? It would be so raw right now. The porn doll would be crying in pain instead of pleasure. You're so lucky that you're a restrained doll. Someone was looking out for you. Plus, the rope looks so fucking good on your body. Hands restrained behind your back. Legs against a spreader bar, keeping your thighs apart. The posture collar around your neck makes sure you make eye contact with all of us. Unable to get into something more comfortable. I'm so sure you're going to be sore tomorrow. A nice reminder of what a slut you are. I bet you're grateful for that soreness. Would rather spend the whole day being fucked than anything else. That's why you're here. Why else would someone so happily submit to an auction like this? How much do you think it's worth, Vesper? This one? Yeah. I mean, if it's already had 12 orgasms, that must mean that it isn't so good at denying itself. Yeah, that's true. Probably a sign that it's untrained. You hate that, Var. A bit unruly, too. I mean, just listen to those whines. Yeah, it's really quite pitiful to think that this is acceptable behavior. Rocking its hips back and forth. Greedy for its own pleasure. Ugh. Do you think that's a sign about how it behaves when someone else is involved? Quite possibly. If that's the case, who would even bid on you, doll? What's the point of getting a new doll if it's not going to do as it's told? You know, I think I might know the answer to that one. And what is it, Vess? To break it, of course. Not everyone wants a mind-broken doll, Varya. You forget. Some people like a bit of the fire. I can't imagine wanting that in a doll, though. Besides, if there is still a fire after 12 orgasms, that's not being mischievous, that's being defiant. Something that it needs to be fucked out of. Exactly what the machine is doing, Var. As we stand here, the machine continues to piston in and out of its fuckhole. It's kind of amazing how much a pervert like this can take, Vess. I mean, do you think you could go this long? Oh, absolutely not. Then again, I'm not a slut like this one. Enjoying yourself, aren't you? That moan tells me everything. Collar keeping your neck in place. The ropes keep you from squirming way too much. Forced to take it like a good fuck toy. Exactly what it deserves. Can't trust one as feisty as this. Clearly it has permission to come whenever it wants, though. Getting closer the more we watch. The toy doesn't seem to care. Like, it has a program it was meant to run, and it's just been running that all afternoon, driving the doll to insanity. Oh, the poor little slut. Just look at it move, trying to bounce on the machine. I can only imagine how sore its thighs are. It doesn't matter. It's a doll. It can power through it, I'm sure. That's how it gets its bid to be as high as it wants. You want to make a good impression on us, don't you? Both of us can bid on you. Which one would you rather go home with? My sister Varya seems to have taken a liking to you from the very start. Meanwhile, my sister Vesper has grown quite fond while watching you come apart. It's so adorable how quickly it all just comes down. Not even trying to pretend you have something like dignity. No offense, but what good would a doll with self-worth be? You're right. That would be a worthless fuck toy. It's better to be greedy for your pleasure like this one. Yeah, that's right. Keep going. Going to come all over the machine again, aren't you? Going to come for a 13th time today? I mean, I think you should. At this point, what's stopping you? You're not getting in trouble for coming. No, I think it's the opposite. I think the more it comes, the better its score is. Being able to come more often is a good thing in dolls, Vesper. Right, right. So how much are you going to bid? Well, what's already written down? Let's see. Lady Dominique wrote 3,500. Duke Mendez wrote down 4,200. Captain Yamamoto bid 4,250. Oh, where's the pen? I think I'm going to add Duchess Vesper and 6,000. You had to raise the bid that much, didn't you? I wanted to give myself a fair shot at winning it. It's a quite lovely doll, don't you think, Var? Yes, I do think this slut is lovely. That's why I asked to stop Varyat. You were going to just walk past. But then I saw the beauty, and I watched, and you came over. So then bid what you think it's worth, Varya. Miss Varya. 8,000. My. You went really high there, Varya. Do you think this slut is worth it? I do. Look at how it moves. Come on. Let go. Let me see that meter go to 13, little slut. Show me that I didn't just make a huge fucking mistake. Prove your value. Let go and come for us. Oh, look at that. Wow. So much different from what I thought it would be. What do you mean? Well, you know, I thought it being orgasm number 13, it would just be a lot bigger, you know. I guess at this point, it's just desperate for the pleasure to stop. But look at how pretty those tears are. Ooh, I made the right choice. I want to run my tongue along those cheeks. Taste the tears for myself. You'll get there in due time, my sister. After all, it belongs to our family now, Vess. Really? Do you mean that, Varya? Of course I do. It's my newest doll. And it just so happens to be a fuck toy that you had interest in. It would be selfish if I were to keep it all to myself. You're free to use this one whenever you come over, Vesper. Varya, you're too good to me. Thank you. I'll figure out a way to make it up to you. Don't worry about it. I'm sure there's going to be someone here that we can find. Oh, I know you're going to make the right call. Just bid on someone that's good. Maybe find one that will play well with my newest acquisition. Do you mean that? Why not? I think it could be fun to watch them together, doing everything we tell them to, like good dolly should.